The real estate market. Land, real estate, and real property, market value, and in factors that affect it, PEGS. The business economy, economic cycles, and factors affecting supply and demand. Land, real estate, and real property. People use the terms land, real estate, and real property interchangeably, but they are different. Land is the Earth's surface, extending down to its center and up to infinity. It encompasses natural things such as trees, crops, and water. Real estate includes all that land encompasses, plus all man-made improvements to the land, like roads, houses, and other buildings. Real property is much broader. It stretches beyond the physical real estate to include the rights a landowner possesses, known as the bundle of rights. When an individual purchases real property, they purchase the physical earth and improvements, as well as the rights that go with the land. Land. The center of the earth up to infinity. Example: trees, crops, water, and minerals. Real estate. Land plus improvements. Example: structures and roads. Real property. Land plus improvements plus bundle of rights. Example: the right to control, sell, exclude, lease, develop, mortgage, and possess. Residential property versus commercial property versus land. The real estate market consists of residential and commercial real property that is bought and sold on the market. The key participants in the real estate market are buyers, sellers, investors, agents, lenders, developers, appraisers, inspectors, and state agencies that regulate residential and commercial real estate nationwide. Keep in mind the following terminology when it comes to the market. Bullet: residential property, single-family housing, duplexes, triplexes, quadplexes, townhomes, condominiums, and cooperatives. Bullet: commercial property, multifamily, 5 units and up, office buildings, retail centers, industrial properties, specialty properties. Bullet: land, either for sale or in development. Each real estate market is unique. The market in Denver is very different from that in Orlando, which is different from the market in Houston. The availability of housing and commercial property in each market differs, as do the opportunities for real estate investors. Prices vary across markets depending on jobs, demographics, transportation, consumer tastes, schools, climate, and proximity to central business districts. Within the greater global real estate market is the national market. Each national market breaks down into regional markets. The regional markets contain neighborhood markets that in turn break down into submarkets. There can be several submarkets within the larger neighborhood market, each containing competing properties. Imagine a series of concentric circles, each decreasing in size from the outside in. The largest circle is the vast global market, consisting of every property the world over, and the smallest circles are the submarkets within a specific neighborhood. Market value. What is a buyer willing to pay? We cannot talk about the real estate market without discussing the complex construct that is market value. Currently, market value is defined as the most probable price, as of a specific date, in cash, in terms equivalent to cash, or in other precisely revealed terms for which the specific property rights should sell after reasonable exposure in a competitive market under conditions requisite to a fair sale. This definition assumes the buyer and seller are each acting prudently, knowledgeably, and with self-interest, and neither is under undue duress. In layman's terms, market value is what a typical buyer would be willing to pay under typical conditions. It is the most probable price. The value of real estate is affected by a wide range of factors. Personal preferences, which are purely subjective values, affect the value of real estate. A particular neighborhood may be popular for a while, only to fall out of fashion later. Some of the determinants of value are more objective. Demographics also play a vital role in the market. For example, Suppose your target area is a major metropolitan area with many condos, townhomes, and co-ops. In that case, your clientele is likely younger urban professionals who want to live near their workplace and be a part of the city's nightlife. Urban living appeals to young singles and older empty nesters who often like to return to the social scene once their children have grown up and left the nest. If you are working in a suburban area, the demographics of your market will be much different. The market will likely consist of young families just starting or more established families who are looking for good school districts and neighborhood amenities. PEGS forces. Many factors affect market value, causing it to fluctuate. Physical forces, economic forces, governmental forces, and social forces, PEGS. The relationship between real estate and the economy. The business economy. The health of the U.S. business economy is intrinsic to the health of the real estate industry. Millions of people work directly in some aspect of the real estate industry, including development, construction, and brokerage. Beyond that, many sectors support real estate development, including suppliers of building materials, support services, furniture manufacturers, and retailers. Most of this economic activity is financed through long-term mortgages, retail installment credit, credit cards, and vehicle financing. The real estate economy responds to the cyclical nature of the general business economy. For example, the demand for real estate and new construction is a direct response to a healthy business economy. Beneficial lending policies increase the demand for real estate and new construction. More available credit expands the pool of potential homebuyers, home renovators, and real estate investors, which circulates money, benefiting the business and real estate economies. Housing starts. Housing starts are a key indicator of economic conditions. The housing sector contributes significantly to the country's GDP. Everyone from real estate professionals to construction trades to retail sales, like furniture stores and hardware stores, etc., are directly or indirectly employed because of the housing market. The business economy is constantly changing, creating peaks and troughs in the cycle. These fluctuations impact the real estate economy as the availability of money and credit affects real estate investment. However, the real estate economy does not feel these impacts immediately. Instead, it lags behind the business economy because it takes time to recognize changes in demand and to plan, purchase, construct, and market new housing. Some areas experience housing shortages when demand suddenly increases. Developers need time to catch up, purchase land for development, and plan and construct new housing units. Likewise, once a housing project is underway, it does not stop immediately for changes in the business economy. Economic cycles. Economic cycles generally occur every 10 to 15 years. In the early 1980s, the nation plunged into a recession caused by soaring interest rates and unemployment. In the mid-2000s, the country again experienced a recession caused by the housing bubble that eventually burst largely due to subprime lending. Even if no major event pushes the cycle one way or another, it will play out on its own over time. A real estate cycle can take longer than the general economic cycle. A neighborhood can take 20 to 30 years to get through a cycle. It can take a full 5 years to build one neighborhood alone to its peak. When a neighborhood begins contracting, it does not do so all at once. It does so over time because real estate is impacted most at the local level. Phases of a real estate cycle. There are four phases of the real estate cycle. 1. Growth. Supply and prices increase. 2. Equilibrium. Supply begins to catch up with demand and prices begin to stabilize. 3. Decline. Prices and demand fall, and the neighborhood loses desirability. 4. Revitalization. Demand prompts the renovation of existing properties, and prices begin to rise. Real estate development is a significant driver of the economy, employing contractors, roofers, framers, house painters, etc. Housing starts, new residential construction projects, are a key indicator for market analysis. When the number of housing starts begins to fall, fewer people in the trades are employed, indicating a weakened economy. Factors affecting supply and demand. Supply and demand are perhaps the primary determinants of real estate values. When the demand for real estate is high and the supply low, prices in the marketplace go up. Likewise, prices decline when the supply is high and demand is low. The real estate market does not respond as quickly to changes in supply and demand as other products. This is because of the lag time involved in real estate development and the time it takes to complete a transaction. Several factors can restrict supply, including land costs may increase as land for residential properties becomes scarce. The cost of vacant land for development increases. Increases in land cost will ultimately lead to higher density and higher value uses. For example, land once in the value range of single-family development may now only be suitable for multifamily or commercial development because of its cost. Construction, labor, and material. Costs affect supply. The increased costs of labor and materials may constrict supply. Taxation, both by income tax policy and property tax rates, affects the supply of real estate. Taxes on real property are referred to as ad valorem taxes, according to value. Economics affects supply in that the monetary policies of the Federal Reserve and the fiscal policies of the U.S. Congress affect the availability of funds in the marketplace. A policy that results in an abundance of funds to be loaned at low interest rates affects the supply of real estate. Local government building codes and zoning ordinances, regardless of their perceived value, tend to restrict supply. The growth policies of a city council or other local government authority may range from all growth is good growth to slow or no growth. How these preferences are applied when permitting new projects affects supply. The demand for real estate can be affected by employment growth, the primary driver of demand. As job opportunities expand, raw land is developed into residential subdivisions. As these subdivisions grow, commercial development follows. Transportation systems that directly affect value. Expanding a freeway or light rail system makes the residential development of raw land feasible. Commuters have traditionally moved farther out to the suburbs of a major job center in order to purchase more home for less money. The trade-off is a longer commute. As transportation costs rise, the cost benefit of living farther from job centers decreases. Personal preference for an era. This is important to demand, but still falls far behind jobs and transportation in priority, and is the least important factor affecting demand. The availability of credit. This directly impacts demand. The pool of available buyers expands in times of easy credit and contracts when credit standards are tightened. Likewise, buyers are drawn into the market when mortgage rates are low. Federal government policy. Policy can affect demand in several types of ways. Federal income tax policy favors homeownership by allowing the deduction of home mortgage interest and property taxes. The Federal Reserve's monetary policies can expand or constrict the nationwide supply of mortgage funds. Using market statistics. Real estate market statistics are valuable data for brokers and agents. When agents prospect for new listings, they can and should use statistics in their marketing materials to impress buyers and sellers. Statistics also inform agents on where to focus their efforts.